This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Don LeGrec and Peter Rosenberg here on the Michael K. Show. Michael will join us as soon as the Yankee game is over. Yankees have a 2-0 lead, bottom of the ninth inning on the Rangers. They're two outs away from a 7-3 road trip. He is the head coach of Indiana basketball and a former assistant and head coach of the Knicks. He's Mike Woodson, and he joins us here on the Michael K. Show. Coach, it's Don LeGrec and Peter Rosenberg. How are you?
Good, Don. Peter, how are you doing?
Oh, listen, we're having a great time talking about the Knicks in the playoffs. And the last time they were in the playoffs, you were the head coach. You were around this team before you took the Indiana job. How surprised are you that the culmination of this season is a 4 seed and home court in the first round of the playoffs?
I don't think I'm surprised. You know, I mean, I got to go back at the beginning when everything was assembled, you know, starting from the top. And then Tom Thibodeau getting the head coaching job, and then the supporting cast, along with myself and Kenny and Andy and JB and all the Darren, all the coaches that were brought in, even the video guys that were brought in and kept over from the last few years. I mean, it was just a total reconstruction of everything from the top to the bottom. And I think when Tibbs came in and he put his stamp on, you know, how he wanted to play on both ends of the floor, the guy is very organized in terms of his approach and what he wants done. And he got everybody to buy in. You know, along with the staff, he gave us a lot of latitude to work and help him and give him ideals, and so I'm not surprised, because, I mean, he set the tone right from the start from a defensive standpoint. We all thought the only way we would be successful this year, we had to be a hell of a defensive team and make sure that we give ourselves a chance to be in every game and an opportunity to win if we're in every game. And they've done that. You know, and all the naysayers that, you know, didn't see it coming, you know, I'm not really surprised, man, because, you know, Tibbs is all over this season, man. It's kind of nice to see from a coaching standpoint.
Coach, what is it about Thibodeau that makes him different? What does he do that makes players react? Because obviously, Coach, you've seen when there are coaches who come in, they're touted, they're not able to motivate, and then there are guys like Thibodeau that completely turn a team around. What is it about him?
I think his organizational skills, you know, and I can only, you know, go by, you know, the tenure that I've been with him, his ability to communicate and get his point across in terms of what he wants done on both ends of the floor. That's vital when you're a head coach. And if you can get the guys around you to buy in, that makes it even more special. And he's done that. You know, I mean, they're just a fun group to watch. I mean, I've been a part of a lot of teams in the NBA over the 34 years that I've been in the NBA. And I can honestly say this team was so well put together in terms of their approach on and off the floor. They just mesh well together as a unit, man. And it's, you know, it's nice to see, man. I mean, I'm happy as hell for the Knicks. I really am.
Talking to Mike Woodson, head coach of the Indiana University Hoosiers. And, of course, he joins us here to talk some Knicks on 98.7 ESPN New York. Coach, how about Julius Randle? I mean, did you see MVP caliber season out of him early?
Well, again, Julius has had a good run in our league. I mean, his numbers, you know, he's had some good numbers in the league, so it's not like he couldn't play. I just think that when he got in bed with Kenny Payne, and Kenny's comfort zone. You know, I made a statement the other day how magical Kenny was in working with Julius, and the comfort level that he had with Maryland's and Quickly and Kevin. I thought it made Kenny's job easy, man, and the fact that he got in Julius' head and made him work. Julius put in a lot of time on the floor, man, and watching film, and it's paid off for him, man. And those are the things that you like to see from a coaching standpoint. When players put in the time, normally good things happen for them, and you benefit from it from a ball club standpoint, and that's what's happened to Julius.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Where do you see R.J. Barrett's ceiling being? We've seen him improve year to year. Could he be, if the Knicks are to have sort of that essential big three that it seems you need to really compete for a title in this league, could R.J. Barrett be one of those three?
He could be. Again, I mean, he caught a lot of crap, I thought, early on this season, you know, at the beginning of the season, before we got started. You know, there was a lot of things surrounding him about, you know, could he be a player? I mean, I think he's proven he's made a jump from, you know, his rookie year. He's made a big jump, I think, you know, in terms of being able to knock down threes now. And, you know, the next jump for him, I think, is becoming really solid defensively. You know, there's always room for improvement. And continuing to polish his offensive game. But he has made a major jump. I mean, I think everybody has noticed that in him. But there's always room for improvement. And I can't help but think if he continues to work like he's worked this year, he's going to get better.
How do you think they match up against the Hawks?
Well, the beauty about the Knicks that I like, they defend, man. They get after you defensively. That's been their signature all season long. And I like to think going in the playoffs, that's not going to change. And, you know, Atlanta, you got to give them a lot of credit. You know, I thought Nate has really done a hell of a job when he took over. And they got a lot of offensive weapons. They got guys that can score the basketball. So when you got a good team that defends and a team that can score it, something's got to give. So, and you know as well as I do, when you get in the playoffs, it becomes a game of inches, man. A turnover here, a key rebound, a missed assignment, you know, offensively where somebody makes a big bucket. You know, I mean, anything can happen in a playoff series, man. But I just like to thank the fact that the Knicks have the home court and they've been solid all year defensively. I kind of give them the nod.
Did you enjoy the there's been some controversy around it. Do you enjoy the play-in?
You know, I mean, it's what it is. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I like the old way because I'm just old school that way. You know, you earn one of the eight spots, you play for the, you go in the playoff and you play and see how far you can advance. But, you know, this has been added. It gives two other teams an opportunity to play in it, you know, and get in advance. So, hey, it's what it is. I mean, I think that they'll go through this playoffs and they'll examine it and see how and what people think about it. And who knows? They might go back the other way next year. I don't know.
And now you're back home in Indiana, pardon the pun, but you're back to your old stomping grounds. How's that been for you?
It's been great. I mean, I'm one of the happiest men in the world, man. I mean, to be able to, to spend 34 years in the NBA and circle back to your alma mater, man, it's for me, it's just like a dream come true.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.